Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, it is so nice to see daylight. It's only 7:06 in the morning. I see the light. I see the light. I see the light. That's an Army infantry reference for the Claymore mine, for those of you who aren't tracking. Anyway, yeah, isn't it just awesome? I know it's a little cloudy outside our Montana Talk studios, maybe not outside your windows right now, but, man, it is so nice to see daylight right now. Wow, that is awesome. I was just thinking about, somebody asked me a good question. Let's see, it was a listener in Roundup. It doesn't really have a name here. I don't know why our app asks for nicknames. It's like, you guys realize, like, we don't just have music stations that are playing music all, like the Breakfast Flakes talk about real issues. We talk about real issues. Like, why do our apps have nicknames on them? I don't know. It's just like, can be kind of obnoxious. But anyway, great listener in Roundup asked a good question. Now that Dan Bongino is soon to be deputy director of the FBI, my morning AM radio schedule is messed up. I wonder what would be the replacement plan for Dan Bongino. I mean, it's going to be hard to replace Dan. He does such a great job. But Dana Lash, Clay and Buck, somebody else. I don't know. You guys, hey, send me your recommendations. Who you guys think should go in that lineup if and when Dan Bongino becomes deputy director of the FBI. What an incredible job he's going to do in that capacity as well. But anyway, the listener in Roundup says, you know, it's okay. I understand the job is important and big people do big things. But a question for you, Aaron, if you were called upon by the current administration, would you go and serve in the position they asked? That's a really good question. I think it's a question for every single one of us, is if you were called and asked to serve by the President of the United States, by Donald J. Trump, would you answer that call? It'd be pretty hard not to answer that call, right? Now, I'm sure Dan Bongino was like, okay, all right, I'll do the deputy director of the FBI, you know, but I'm sure, like, you know, he wasn't just going to leave, you know, a powerful, influential position like his national syndicated radio talk show just to go do, you know, whatever, right? But Dan is uniquely situated for that position. Isn't it kind of funny? Like, you see, like, the liberal media, here they go again. They're downplaying, straight up actually lying about Dan Bongino's law enforcement career. Dan Bongino has an incredible career in law enforcement. His radio career, his podcasting career, really is kind of something he did later in life, almost like retirement practically. The guy served in the New York Police Department, in the NYPD. He was Secret Service. He was the guy that you would have train other agents because he was that good. But TheFederalist.com is a great piece this morning. How basically, you know, they're basically highlighting how all these liberal media outlets are saying, oh, like the New York Times, for example, right-wing commentator. Not that there's anything wrong with it. Yeah, just a right-wing commentator, yeah. Forget the fact that he served in the NYPD. Forget the fact that he trained agents for the Secret Service. Nope, just a right-wing commentator.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, look for partial sunshine at times. Can't rule out a chance for an early day rain shower for Billings and a chance for some light rain or snow showers for Bozeman. High temperatures by this afternoon reaching up into the mid-40s for Billings, upper 30s for Bozeman. For tonight, mid-20s for Bozeman, lower 30s, though, for lows for Billings. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
It's February 25th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Clam Chowder Day. It dates back to as early as 1795. Chowder was originally made as a water-based fish soup with various thickness, featuring onions, potatoes, and carrots. By 1836, clam chowder became a staple for sailors. In 1836, Samuel Colt patents the first multi-shot revolving cylinder revolver, allowing the firearm to be fired multiple times without reloading. Cuban President Raul Castro announces in 2013 he will not seek another term in 2018. In 1957, Buddy Holly and the Crickets record their hit, That'll Be the Day, at a studio in New Mexico. It was Holly's first hit, but it was credited to his band, the Crickets. But it did turn Holly into a huge star the following summer. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Welcome to the jungle. What a great report. Ryan Hall called into the show from Guatemala. Over a dozen electric utility linemen from Montana are down in Guatemala right now as we speak, bringing electricity to remote villages for the first time. We've got some great photos, video, and much more. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, full conversation with Attorney General Austin Knutson talking about the Trump effect as illegal aliens are already being deported from Montana.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's talk about the Montana legislature and the Senate president and the Speaker of the House here in Montana, both firing back at Governor Greg Gianforte. I don't know why this stinking audio AI platform is giving me so much problems. I'm queued up where I need to be, and then it keeps bouncing back and forth. All right, Andy. Thing has a mind. This AI software has a mind of its own. Anyway, I want to play the audio that prompted this response from. We were talking with Governor from legislative leadership. So both the Senate President and the Speaker of the House are firing back at remarks that Governor Greg Gianforte had on this show yesterday. We had the governor on taking phone calls for most of the 9 o'clock hour. All right, here we go. Let's see. Let me just play my question, the governor's quick response, and then we had a follow-up from a caller later in the hour who said, Governor, I want to hear what you really think of these 9 Republicans in the state Senate that are voting with the Democrats on rules and on other things. Here this stinking software goes again. I was just ready to play the clip for you, and then it bounces back somewhere. Caden, maybe we can snag the actual audio, and then I can work off the MP3 file here instead of this thing bouncing all over the place. I'll play one or two of these here in the meantime. Let's see. We were talking about, you know, we talked with the governor. The governor was just at the White House with President Trump. I talked about the Keystone XL pipeline earlier in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. The governor was talking about Doge and the great work being done by Elon Musk and crew right now. And he used that to highlight his red tape relief efforts and much more. All right, here we go. This was the first back and forth. Governor, I know when it comes to the legislature, you're kind of danged if you do, danged if you don't. Legislators might complain if you speak out and get too involved, but then some of them will complain if you don't get more involved. So I know it's kind of a danged if you do, danged if you don't situation. That being said, I saw the Montana Republican Party recently called out the 9 Republican state senators that have been voting with Democrats on the rules changes. I guess, what's your take on that situation, and do you think that those Republicans really need to work with their legislative leadership, and I guess your take on that whole situation?
Well, we've got some really important priorities for Montanans. I think taxes are too high. I laid out my agenda during the State of the State. We have a proposal that would permanently reduce property taxes. I haven't seen that bill to my desk yet. I proposed a full percentage point cut in income taxes that we funded because we were fiscally responsible over the last 4 years. I haven't gotten that bill to my desk. In fact, as of last week, The only two bills I got from the legislature, one renamed the bridge, and the other one bought lunch money for the legislators. Now, I did get a few bills over the last couple of days, but the substantive things for the people of Montana, like red tape relief, property tax relief, income tax, permanent reductions, I haven't seen those bills. So I just wish the legislature could focus on getting the work done for the people of Montana, because we have a lot of responsibility and a short period of time to get it done in.
All right, so I thought that was very interesting response from the governor, because you were probably wondering, I was certainly wondering, okay, what's the governor going to say about the nine Republicans voting with the Democrats on these rules issues, on these committee assignments, et cetera? What will he have to say about the nine? And instead of either taking a shot at or defending the nine that some in the Freedom Caucus are referring to as the nasty nine, the governor basically took a shot at all of them and called on all of them to start moving forward his proposals on property tax relief and so much more. So that has now, of course, prompted a response from the Senate president and from the Speaker of the House. I'll get to their response here in just a few minutes. But let me do the other follow-up question here. We had then later in the hour, we had a follow-up phone call from Jerry in the Gallatin Valley. And Jerry said, hey, first, Governor, I appreciate what you're doing on property tax relief and, the homestead tax exemption, because we went into that in a little bit more detail. And then, here we go. And then let me cue this up one more time for you here. This software is giving me a little bit of a challenge right now. Here we go.
But the thing, you asked the governor about those nasty nine voting with the Democrats up there. I'm still curious on, he kind of skirted around the question. I kind of felt, and I'm wondering, who got through those nine and got them, why and how come they're voting with these Democrats? What's the deal there?
All right, Jerry, thanks for the follow-up. Governor, your thoughts?
Well, nothing gets the fur up faster than meddling in legislative politics. I will just say at a high level, I think every single person, Democrat, Republican, Independent, is in the legislature because they got elected to be there. And their voice needs to be heard. And the role of leadership is to build consensus. That's happening. But it's not the thing. Two things in life you don't want to see is making law and making sausage, because they're all both very, very messy. So I'm going to stay out of internal legislative politics. I think everybody's voice needs to be heard.
All right, there you go. That was Governor Greg Gianforte. And by the way, to any of the state senators, since day one of the session and since day one of this internal battle in the GOP, I've had an open invite for any one of our state senators, Republicans, involving this specific story, to join us on the show, whether it's any of the nine or others who are frustrated with the nine. And so that offer remains open, 406-294-0970. Let's see. But here we go. This was a press release sent by Republican Senate President and the Republican Speaker of the House. Legislative Republicans set the record straight on tax relief. I'll give you their response next.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
There's an old Monty Python's comedy skit with an Imperial movie producer who summarily fires any one of his sycophant employees who comes up with an idea he doesn't like. The humor is watching them fly off the handle with inane ideas to try to curry favor. That image comes to mind as we watch the seismic shifts in federal policies of late, once requiring, now banning, hiring and spending policies that promote various social priorities. There are serious changes with many ramifications, not to mention being a theatrical spectacle of firing, stoppages, and reviews. It's clear to capture our attention and provoke cheers and jeers from advocates on all sides. But a clear casualty has been the predictability of government policy that plays an important role in many business decisions. Setting the ground rules for working with government, however onerous and complex, is something that thousands of organizations have adapted to. Spinning on a dime to tear them up will be expensive, and the prospect of it happening again in 4 years is daunting. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Another day, another media freakout, this time over President Trump's appointment of the number two person at the FBI, Dan Bongino, who is a conservative radio host, podcaster, and that means He's got a lot of things, inflammatory things he has said over the years, because that's what you do when you're in the opinion media business. Now, Bongino has been a police officer, and he has also been a Secret Service agent. So it's not like he has no background in law enforcement. But with Kash Patel, who also has said a lot of incendiary things over the years, as the new FBI director, the hope of many pundits was that somebody with FBI experience would get this job. But Donald Trump likes him, and he's got the number two post. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
USDA will release approximately $20 million in funding from previously approved contracts that had been frozen by the Trump administration's push to overhaul the federal government, the agency said late last week. The sum represents a tiny sliver of program funding the USDA suspended after the White House's broad freeze of federal loans and grants last summer. Although the administration rescinded the memo ordering the freeze and it has been blocked in court, a U.S. judge has said the government was still withholding funds. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins said the released funds will go to honor contracts that were already made directly with farmers, according to a statement. The USDA is releasing $20 million in contracts for the Environmental Quality Incentive Program, or EQIP, Conservation Stewardship Program, and Agriculture Conservation Easement Program. In other news, federal courts report that 216 farm bankruptcies were filed in 2024, up 55% from the previous year. All but one region had increases in Chapter 12 bankruptcy filings last year. Bankruptcy filings in territories and states outside the continuous 48 states designated other by the U.S. courts more than tripled, hitting a five-year high of 14 bankruptcies. However, this is still lower than any year between 2007 and 2019. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Yes, Matt in Billings called in and say, hey, have the nine Republican senators who have been voting with the Democrats on rules and committee assignments, have they been named? Yes, several times they have. But they were named once again now. Here, the Montana GOP actually sent out a post on X. Montana GOP rebukes nine Republican senators for aligning with Democrats. This is a official press release sent out by the Montana GOP. The Montana Republican Party is strongly rebuking nine Republican state senators who have frequently aligned with Democrats, creating obstacles for the Republican majority in the Senate. Montana voters elected a strong Republican majority last November, expecting leadership that reflects their choices. On January 6, 2025, the first day of the 69th legislative session, and continuing to this day, nine Republican senators have partnered with the Democratic minority to overrule Republican leadership. These actions have undermined the will of the people and created a de facto 27-23 Democrat majority in the Senate. The nine Republican senators involved are, and this is from the Montana GOP press release, Jason Ellsworth, SD43, Wendy McCamey, SD12, Gail Lammers, SD21, Josh Kassmeyer, SD13, Butch Gillespie, SD9, Greg Hunter, SD15, Denley Logie, SD45, Russ Temple, SD14, and Shelley Vance, SD34. Here's more from their press release. Montanans voted for Republican governance, not compromises that shift power away from their elected majority. We believe these nine senators at times prioritized personal and political considerations over the broader priorities of their constituents. Their actions have contributed to a shift in influence that does not align with the platform they campaigned on. We encourage all elected leaders to stay true to the commitments they made to Montana voters. And by the way, if any of those nine want to respond on here to this Montana GOP statement and press release, hey, the phone lines are open to you just like they're open to anybody here on this show. And if you need to schedule a time, you know, We can't always schedule everybody, especially when there's 150 different lawmakers. But for a story like this, since this back and forth has been going on for quite some time, we can certainly schedule a time with one of those state lawmakers if need be. But as you guys know, we have plenty of time for people to call in and jump in on the conversation. In fact, phone lines are open right now, 406-294-0970. In fact, just yesterday we got a nice surprise phone call from Representative Jerry Schillinger out of Circle, who's serving in the State House of Representatives. And it's always great to get those surprise phone calls from lawmakers. Every now and then I'll get emails, hey, can I be on the show? And it's like, yeah, call in. I mean, you could even call our producer, Caden, and say, hey, is there some open phones time coming up? And he's got the show calendar right there. He could tell you, hey, we got a guest on right now, but hey, call back in 10 minutes. And it's really easy to get on this show. That's why I'm always amazed when I see people post on, you know, X or anywhere else. Wow. How come Aaron Flint won't have me on his show? Are you freaking kidding me right now? Are you kidding me right now? Really? Really? You're claiming you can't get on this show. Have you heard some of the people that have made it on the show before? We get some great calls, but every now and then there's quite the doozy. 294-0970 if you want to be the doozy today. But here we go. Here is the press release that was sent out. In fact, I didn't even see this. Somebody else was like, hey, apparently people are responding to what the governor said on your show today. I was like, ooh, let me see. Former Representative Kerry White went off on the governor on Facebook yesterday. But here you go. This is from the press release from the legislative leadership. Governor Greg Gianforte took to the airwaves on Montana Talks with Aaron Flint to criticize the legislature for not advancing tax relief measures quickly enough. However, the facts tell a different story. Again, this is from their press release. House Bill 231, the governor's property tax relief bill, sponsored by Representative Lou Jones, was not introduced until January 16th of 2025. Likewise, Senate Bill 323, sponsored by Senator Josh Kastmeyer, an income tax proposal from the governor, was not introduced until February 13th. They write this, the governor understands the legislative process and should have submitted his proposals earlier if he wanted them enacted more quickly. And here is Speaker of the House Brandon Lear out of Savage. Montanans sent us here to be responsible stewards of their tax dollars, not to rush through legislation without proper review. The legislative process is designed so that all bills receive their due diligence. Crafting sound policy requires conscientiousness, collaboration, and time. The legislature has been working tirelessly to ensure tax relief is effective, fiscally responsible, and truly benefits Montana families. And then Senate Republicans echoed this sentiment. And so I've got a response here from Senate President Matt Regeer out of Kalispell. And, of course, both of these gentlemen join us on Montana Talks for a weekly legislative update. In fact, Speaker Lear joins us Wednesday at around 6:40, and then President Regeer joins us every Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. Response to the governor's remarks on the show yesterday, Senate President Matt Regeer says this, the governor knows full well how this process works. It takes time to properly vet tax relief proposals and ensure they are the best possible solutions for Montana families. It is misleading to suggest otherwise. All right, so there you go. So that was from the press release. I thought it was interesting. I would have figured more of the, you know, they've got all these reporters, more reporters than ever before, covering the Capitol in Helena this legislative session. All these liberal blogs and their dark money backers and their Democrat mega donors that are funding their operations. You got the liberal Lee newspapers, Capitol Bureau. How many reporters do they have there? Three? So here you had the governor with some pretty pointed remarks directed toward the Republican-dominated legislature yesterday. And then his fellow Republicans respond, the Senate president and the Speaker of the House. They both respond. I would have thought, man, this would have been all over the news. Here's the deal. If I mention their stories or I mention big news and they reported the big news, I'll give them credit for it because that's what you're supposed to do. There's a whole thing called journalistic ethics. that isn't really a thing anymore for these so-called, a lot of these so-called journalists. And so the last thing they want to do is give credit to me and you and this show for covering the big stories of the day. And even if eventually they're finally forced to cover the story, they'll say something like, oh, well, on a radio show on, and then they'll pick one of the radio signals to make you think it's just one station in one town in Montana. They don't want you to know that it, oh no, it's all across Montana. Anyway, but that's all right. That's all right. Because you guys are listening, that's what matters, and we know that we're having an impact, don't we? Let's go to Clint in Bozeman on the phone lines. Clint, we got a minute before the break, but I can come back to you after the break as well. What's your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are about the legislature and what is happening right now and legislative services. Now, last legislature, there was over 4,200 bills introduced into the legislature and rewritten by legislative services, which is downstairs in the Capitol. So that's part of our problem. There's so many of them that the legislative services have to rewrite for the legislators and senators that's part of our problem. But the most important thing that's happened to us is this. Those senators and legislators go in there in committees and try to do the best they can with the bills that they want and the opponents and proponents that is for and against. Now, what's happening? You divide 150 legislators into 4,200 bills, and you'll see how much each legislator has, and it's messed up so bad.
All right, hold that thought. Clint, thanks for the call.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Greg in Big Fork says, can these 9 senators be recalled? They can, but it's highly unlikely. But Greg, thanks for the question. Obviously sounds like he is that disappointed with the 9 Republican senators that are voting with the Democrats on these rules in committee assignments. One thing I feel like we should do, we should do this maybe, let's see, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock hour. Either way, John Jackson, the Joker from X, he's going to be with us starting in the 8 o'clock hour. I think he'll stick around for the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. I think what we should do is, okay, let's talk about this story, because here's the thing. I think it seems like everybody's dancing around the story here. Everybody's, well, these 9 are this, and well, the legislative leadership this, and well, the governor that. I think everybody's dancing around the story, and what really needs to happen is one or a few of these 9 should come on the radio and say, look, here's the deal. Here's why we're doing what we're doing. And then somebody else, it could be legislative leaders, or it could be somebody else. State Senator Jeremy Tribus out of Great Falls, he's pretty outspoken and isn't afraid to attack his fellow Republican senators or criticize the governor. Just, any of these guys could come on the show and just say, all right, here's what's really going on here. Anyway, so I think when John's with us, I think we should do the, okay, here's what's really going on here segment. Because everybody's just kind of dancing around, it sounds like to me here. Now, there's a story here by one of the liberal outfits, one of the liberal blogs covering the Capitol in Helena. And here's their headline from the Daily Montanan, which is the left-wing blog. What's the deal? No deal, just collaboration. Say the 9. A working majority coalition of Democrats and 9 Republicans effectively run the Montana Senate, but the group says it is out of fairness, shared interests, and giving the governor's agenda proper consideration. So basically, you've got these 9 saying that, well, the reason why we're doing this is to make sure that the governor's agenda gets proper consideration in the Republican-controlled state Senate. So, okay, here we go. We're just going to get into the what's really going on here. What it seems like is really going on here is, you know, Republican legislative leaders behind, this is what I'm gathering as I talk with lawmakers in the Capitol and Helena when I was there, or you see different tweets or different Facebook posts. This is what sounds like is really going on here, is that legislative leaders have said, hey, we want to set the agenda. We want to push our agenda. We don't want to just push the governor's agenda. We want to push our agenda. And, of course, they're within their rights to do so. But the governor, he was elected, reelected. He wants to get his agenda across the finish line. His idea of cutting income taxes once again might be slightly different than what the state Senate has in mind for cutting income taxes, or what the state House has in mind for cutting taxes. And so behind the scenes, it sounds like legislative leaders, legislative Republican leaders are saying, hey, no, we're going to push back against the governor because we want to do this and we want to do that and we want to do this. And the governor and his team are thinking, no, we want to do this and we want to do that and we want to do this and we want to do that. And it sounds like that's what's driving, in part, at least based off of this report and others and everything else that I've been seeing and hearing, is they're saying, well, we want to make sure that the governor's agenda gets. And some of them, I think, have even openly said, there was a public radio report that quoted one of the nine where they openly said, well, we want to make sure that we can help advance the governor's agenda. Now, I know some of you are thinking, you know, where's the Reginald Denny, Rodney King public service announcement from In Living Color, the comedy show back in the 90s. Can't we all just get along? you're thinking, like, can't these Republicans just figure out how to just get along and make it all work? Okay, we get it. This is what legislative leaders want to do. This is what their caucuses may or may not want to do. That's part of the process. That's part of the making of the sausage the governor talked about on the show yesterday. It's messy because in the House, you got 100 cats to herd. In the Senate, you got 50 cats to herd. And so I think that's what's really happening here, is that legislative leaders are saying, hey, we're going to push our agenda. And the governor's saying, no, I'm going to push my agenda. And to a certain extent, these nine are saying, yeah, we're going to help push the governor's agenda. And so that's what's going on here. But I think what most of us Montanans are thinking is, like, all right, everybody get in the same room and figure it out and get moving forward. So that to me is this is what's really going on here moment right now, because I think the longer that you have these internal fights like this, they're obviously breaking out in the open because you got the Montana GOP sending out press releases. The longer these fights break out, the more it fractures and divides conservatives in Montana, and the more it gives Democrats an opening. And I think there's some people out there that think, oh, yeah, Montana is such a safe, reliable red state anymore that don't worry about it. No, we can afford to be divided. And again, united we stand, divided we fall. And look, I've been consistent on this since day one. Just like when 8 or 9, isn't it interesting? Why is it always 8 or 9? You know, the Congress has 435 members, and yet there were, you know, what, 8 or 9 Republicans that were voting with Democrats to undermine their leadership in Congress. Thankfully, it looks like Congress is actually standing more united now. Isn't that sad when you have to point to Washington, D.C. to say, wow, look, the Republicans back there are united. They're united around Speaker Johnson for the most part. Thune, a lot of us had questions when he was selected as majority leader. But, man, Thune, they're delivering, these Trump nominees. Cash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, Pete Hegseth. My goodness. You think that would have happened in 2016 even? Or even if in 2020? Man. And so, but remember, there were 8 or 9 Republicans that were, you know, for what maybe were good reasons, right? But bad strategy. But they were undermining their caucus. They were dividing their caucus. And then Republicans never had an effective response to the train wreck that was Joe Biden. But now with Donald Trump, people are united behind President Donald J. Trump. And it's like, okay, is that a little too hard to ask for here in Montana to say, okay, if you're serving in the state Senate, work by, with, and through your legislative leaders. Let the Senate president set the agenda. Let him set the committees. You don't like your committee assignments? I get it. But here's the thing. If that Senate president's going to need your vote, doesn't really help him to piss you off by not giving you the committee assignment you don't want anyway. So, and likewise, we wouldn't like it if the Republican Congress was saying, oh, we don't like President Trump's agenda. We're going to go off and do our own thing. We'd say, wait a minute, we elected him president of the United States. Well, Montana elected Governor Greg Gianforte to be the governor. So the point being is that, oh God, why do I feel like freaking Reginald Denny and Rodney King? Can't we all just get along? For those of you who watched In Living Color back in the days, I loved In Living Color back in the day. It was just one of my favorite shows. Jamie Foxx, for some of you young people who know the actor Jamie Foxx, and you love Jamie Foxx as an actor, he actually got his big start with In Living Color back in the day with the Wayans brothers. And Jim Carrey, he kind of went nuts. He went off the deep end. Now he's just some crazy liberal white dude, but he was on In Living Color. That's how he really got his big start as well. Hey, you need to get a big start on remodeling your bathroom. I mean, as you can see, the sun is already shining, thankfully, here. So spring is right around the corner. It's a great time to get started on that bathroom remodel. Here's another reason it's a great time. YHIC, your home improvement company. You can transform your space up to 30% off on a bathroom remodel. Imagine turning your bathroom into a spa-like retreat. Well, you can do that. Plus, you can do it with financing that you can handle. No money down. No interest, and no payments until 2026. Call 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation. This is a limited-time offer you don't want to miss. Let me repeat that. Get up to 30% off a bathroom remodel. Call 406-948-2836 right now. You're going to love the difference with your home improvement company. Go to YHIC.com to find out how. All right, we've got some time to take more of your phone calls here, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app, and then John Jackson, the Joker from X, will be in the house. One thing I wanted to add, Clinton Bozeman, he had a great 60-second summary when he called in about 10 minutes ago. He was talking about how last legislative session in Helena, there were over like 4,000 bills that were introduced. I'll have to check the current number. I think the current number has been whittled down significantly. I think this legislative session, if I'm not mistaken, Clint, fill me in if I'm wrong. I'll have to see if I can find the number. But I think the current number of bills is much lower than what it was in the last legislative session. In fact, I think when Speaker Lear was on with us last Wednesday, do I remember right? Was it somewhere around 400 or 500, something like that? So it sounds like they whittled it down, but I'll have to get the exact number to confirm.
Flying first class with Alaska Airlines isn't just about getting there. It's about enjoying the journey. Stretch out with industry-leading legroom, sink into an adjustable headrest, and cozy up with a custom Filson blanket on long flights. Savor hot, fresh meals, never frozen, and sip on our custom Stumptown coffee, brewed to taste great at 30,000 feet. Upgrade your next trip. Book now at AlaskaAir.com.
Fox News commentary.
The most obvious race hustler on television, Joy Reid, got the boot over at MSNBC. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Even MSNBC has apparently had enough of shameless white people-hating loudmouths like Joy Reid. Yes, MSNBC has canceled Joy Reid's not-so-hit primetime program, The Readout, and boy, I wonder why. She's just such a ray of sunshine. Not only is her show unwatchable, just peep the ratings. She is known for her pattern of open and abhorrent racism towards white people. She once compared Senator Mark Kelly, a Democrat, to mayonnaise on Wonder Bread, for crying out loud. We're learning that in order to retain employment at MSNBC, you can be a race hustler or have low ratings, but you can't be a race hustler with low ratings. Reid lost half of her audience after Trump won the election, and for good reason. Now, I normally don't celebrate when folks, even folks I disagree with, lose their jobs, but in Joy Reid's case, well, I'll make an exception. Goodbye, joyless Reid. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, look for partial sunshine at times. Can't rule out a chance for an early day rain shower for Billings and a chance for some light rain or snow showers for Bozeman. High temperatures by this afternoon reaching up into the mid-40s for Billings, upper 30s for Bozeman. For tonight, mid-20s for Bozeman, lower 30s, though, for lows for Billings. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out. Because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's Love Your Mind Today.
Presented by First Interstate Bank, Jane Wallace, the National Endowment for the Performing Arts, and Cat Country 102.9.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, when John Jackson, the Joker from X, joins us in the 8 o'clock, and then I think he's going to stick around for the 9 o'clock hour of the show today as well. Yeah, he will. That's great. It's quick hits, right? It's quick phone calls, quick questions, quick comments, quick reaction from John. I try to be quick as well because it's fast moving and we're covering a lot of different topics and a lot of ground. Versus, you know, when it's just me in here, hey, you can call in and we're still relatively fast moving, but we try to give you a little bit more time, right? Or we got time for guests. But now when John's in, it's like, okay, it's not just me here, it's John, and we're taking your phone calls, and we're getting messages, so it's fast moving. So I want to play this longer soundbite here from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, because then we'll get into the quick hits with John Jackson. There's a great quick hit with Tom Holman going after the police chief in Boston that you got to hear. I don't even know, John, have you heard that one? He's heard that one. Of course he has. He's heard it all. He's heard it all. Here we go, the dailycaller.com featuring this. Kristi Noem was on Fox. I think this is the Hannity clip, if I'm not mistaken. And she says, we have found the leaker, and we are not here to play games.
Are we finding, do you have an update? Are we finding any of the people that are responsible for tipping off these gang members or cartel members that are in the country illegally and hence putting ICE officials' lives in jeopardy because they lose the element of surprise? Any update in terms of who's been tipping them off?
Absolutely, Sean. I have found some leakers. We are continuing to get more. They will be fired. There will be consequences. And remember, when they leak information to the press in order to blow an op, they are putting law enforcement lives in jeopardy. They are risking their lives and putting their families in the position where they have to live without those individuals any further. So you bet we have used every tactic that we have. If you remember, we talked just last week about how I'm using polygraphs to go after and to really interview these folks. Because we are a national security agency, I have that tool I can use. Also looking at their emails, looking at their communications, and it's amazing how these bureaucrats who have an agenda to stop the work that we're doing to bring safety to America, how they will sell each other down the river if it's just to protect themselves. So don't worry, I am doing everything to find these leakers and to get rid of them so that we can do our work and our law enforcement officers and agents can do it safely.
All right, yeah, John Jackson, the Joker from X, already in the house here. You and I both had the same reaction there. Okay, yeah, it's great that they're going to be fired. She did say they're going to be held accountable as well, but these people need to be in prison. If they are putting our law enforcement officers' lives at risk, if they're putting operations at risk to secure this country, they should face severe consequences. They should be thrown in prison.
Absolutely, and depending on the classification of that information, it is a very minimum sensitive. But if they have it classed at a higher level, like, say, even secret, if that was secret stuff, then you get charged. Now, the sensitive stuff is probably not a law on the books for that. But, yeah, at a minimum, you are fired, at a very, very minimum.
Yeah. Got a couple of messages on the Montana Talks app from my earlier conversation about the legislature and the back and forth between the governor and legislative leadership. John in Bozeman says this. Good morning, Aaron. The difference between the Republicans and the Democrats is you never, ever see the Democrats straying away from the party
and voting across party lines. They stick together like flies on you know what, no matter what. Drives me nuts about the Republicans, I concur, John. Michael in Bozeman says, hi, Aaron. Shelley Vance is my Montana state senator. I've emailed her many times. I never get any communication in any form ever. Michael says she needs to go. So that's some of the messages that we are getting in response to this legislative back and forth. John, what's the big story you want to talk about coming up in the 8 o'clock hour?
Well, of course, Dan Bongino.
I know.
Deputy Director of the FBI.
Deputy Dog.
Oh,
Dan Bongino.
He's going to be the hitman. You look out.
So are you going to take over Dan Bongino's time slot now?
Oh, man. Everybody on Spaces was shouting at me. You know, they're like, we were wondering who's going to take the spot. And they're like, you need to do it. You need.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be Dana Lash. I bet you.
See, that's what I was kind of thinking, too. She'd be a good fit for that Dan Bongino time slot.
Yeah,
she already follows us in Missoula.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
There's an old Monty Python's comedy skit with an Imperial movie producer who summarily fires any one of his sycophant employees who comes up with an idea he doesn't like. The humor is watching them fly off the handle with inane ideas to try to curry favor. That image comes to mind as we watch the seismic shifts in federal policies of late, once requiring, now banning, hiring and spending policies that promote various social priorities. There are serious changes with many ramifications, not to mention being a theatrical spectacle of firing, stoppages, and reviews. It's clear to capture our attention and provoke cheers and jeers from advocates on all sides. But a clear casualty has been the predictability of government policy that plays an important role in many business decisions. Setting the ground rules for working with government, however onerous and complex, is something that thousands of organizations have adapted to. Spinning on a dime to tear them up will be expensive, and the prospect of it happening again in 4 years is daunting. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.